Four black males suspected in the shooting of BLM's Sasha Johnson, police. By Kurt Zindelka on May 25, 2021. London's Metropolitan Police are searching for four black males in connection to the shooting of radical Black Lives Matter activist Sasha Johnson. The shooting of the self-described Black Panther of Oxford Sasha Johnson has sparked widespread speculation over the motives of her attack. While some in Britain, including leftist Labour Party MP Diane Abbott, have attempted to link the shooting to Johnson's political activism, the police have said there is no evidence to suggest the shooting was a targeted attack. In a statement provided to Breitbart London, Met Commander Alison Haydari said, "From our inquiries so far, we have established that Sasha had been at a party at a house on Consort Road in Peckham early on Sunday morning. Around 3 a.m. a group of four black males dressed in dark-colored clothing entered the garden of the property and discharged a firearm. They had left the scene before our officers arrived." Commander Haydari went on to say that the police are aware of Sasha's involvement in the Black Lives Matter movement in the UK, and "I understand the concern this will cause to some communities. However, I wish to stress that at this time there is nothing to suggest Sasha was the victim of a targeted attack." Despite claims from Sasha Johnson's political party, the Taking the Initiative Party, TTIP, that she had received numerous death threats, Haydari said that the Metropolitan Police are not aware of any threats made against her prior to the shooting. "I want to take this opportunity to reassure you that we are doing everything possible to identify those responsible and to bring them to justice," the police commander said. "Tackling violent crime on the streets of London is a top priority for the Met, and the people of London have a vital role to play in that," she added. Haydari urged witnesses to come forward to provide the police with any additional information on the shooting, saying, "If you have any information about the events of Sunday morning, we need you to contact police immediately by calling 101. While Johnson is not officially affiliated with the Twitter-verified Black Lives Matter UK organization, the radical group did promote a vigil held for the far-left activist on Monday afternoon. During the gathering, activists attempted to blame Johnson's shooting on the press, with one speaker saying, "I want to say to some of the media here, you guys caused some of this shit. For those of you who want to create a narrative that is not part of this story, we see you," the speaker warned. Ukbom has also implied that her shooting was politically motivated, writing on their social media on Sunday, "Any attempt to intimidate or silence her is an attack on all of us. Touch one, touch all. We pray that she will pull through this and those who threatened her life are held accountable." Ms. Johnson, a 27-year-old mother, became one of the most infamous BLM activists in Britain last year following the publication of a Breitbart London viral video of the activist pronouncing that the police in the UK are no different than the KKK. Johnson has also called for what she termed a race offenders register, which would see prospective employees barred from positions if they were found to have committed microaggressions against ethnic minorities. The envisaged register would also prohibit the supposed offenders from living in minority areas. In April, Breitbart London revealed that Sasha Johnson called for the hanging of House Negroes in response to a government report led by Jamaican heritage entrepreneur Tony Sewell, which found that the UK is not an institutionally racist nation. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.